let's start off with this benefit concert. You're organizing this concert for Sunday, June 25th. Who all will be playing with you?
Oh, yeah. There will be several musicians, some of whom are friends of mine from school, some of them are our colleagues. We will have Don Schumacher, who is a violist. We will have John Clay Allen, who will be playing some Bach and some of his own works. And we will have Melda Turunjolu, who is also from actually the Hatay region in Turkey, and she will be playing classical guitar. And there will be two ensembles. One is a Turkish Massage Owl, which is an ensemble of mine, and we play tunes from the region in several languages. And we will have Şerefe, you know, Boulder's beloved Şerefe, and they've been playing music from the West Asian regions and for the past couple of decades in Boulder, Denver area.
And describe a bit about the Turkish and the Syrian communities here in the Front Range and the culture that they bring with them.
To Boulder, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I think, first of all, we do have a big population from the region. And one of the nice things about, I think, living in Boulder is that you actually get to hear all these different languages in the region in just one tiny little town in Colorado. But we will be singing in Turkish, Armenian, Kurdish, and Arabic. And these are some of the, only four of the languages that are actually spoken in the region. They're talking about over 72 different languages actually in the region. So this is merely a representation of some of the languages and some of the cultures in the music, and yet still each tune is going to sound a little bit different, not just linguistically but also sonically and with aesthetics. So yeah, we're very excited to present some of these different cultural musics in one concert.
So let's stop talking about the music and rather hear some of it. You brought your instrument. Can you tell listeners on the radio what you brought with you and what we're about to hear?
Sure. What I'm holding right now is an oud, which is a fretless lute instrument. And this instrument is used all over the West Asia, Armenia, Turkey, Kurdistan, and Syria, Iraq, Iran. All of these countries have their own kind of version of this instrument. This is also observed in Lebanon, too. So, again, pretty much the entire West Asian regions. And each country's oud is slightly different, be it the tuning system or the colors and the type of music that it would play on it. But technically, it's a fretless instrument, which allows us these things called microtones, which if you imagine the piano keyboard, you know, have the white keys and the black keys, and imagine there are a lot more notes in between, which gives a lot more possibilities for melodic structures and a lot more ornamentation. Actually, oud is not my primary instrument. This is an instrument that I picked up when I was doing my master's, but I fell in love with it. And I was actually, I grew up with Turkish music, but I really didn't play, you know, a traditional instrument until I, again, started my master's. So now this is pretty much all I do. But I apologize to any oud masters who might be listening to us today.
Well, let's hear what you have to play.
So this is not going to be one of the tunes in the concert, but this is a lament, and the words go, the chorus goes, "Oh, death, cruel death, take a break for 3 days." And this is from the early 20th century, from the Balkan regions. Çalında oğulları çaydan aşağıya, aman aman mezarımı kazın bre dostlar, belden aşağıya. Mezarımı kazın bre dostlar, belden aşağıya. Selanik içinde selam okunur, aman başımdan bu sevdayı götür yâre ver. Oy aman oy, oy aman oy.
Very nice, Egemen Kesikli. You were saying that the lyrics had to do with death, take a rest for 3 days, and the benefit concert that you're helping to organize is in response to a very deadly earthquake. What are your reflections on the healing power of music?
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, I think it's healing for anyone who makes it. You know, I don't mean to be selfish as a musician here, but for me, how I was able to finally feel like I have to do something. I mean, I can't just be suffering because people have already suffered so much in this and I have to do something about it. But because it's such a tragedy, in the first couple of days, I just could not get out of that very just dark, sad place. And really what got me out of that place was, you know, that I have music to offer. And if it is healing for me, it has to be healing for other people too. And the other thing, of course, is that music is just healing, period, in the sense that, you know, and that's the nice thing about, I think, folk music in general, is that it is written all about the feelings, and it's just to express the, sometimes, you know, the happiness, some joy, but, you know, usually just they are, and especially in this region, there has been for centuries so many tragedies, and people have written so many lamentations, and even when some of the music from this region is happy, there is always some level of bittersweet. So I think culturally, most West Asian countries, I guess similar to all countries who have their own folk traditions, music shows feelings, music shows experience, music, and it ends up being healing because it first of all acknowledges the issues and then sings along with it. And I think both for musicians who are going to be part of this concert and for anyone who will attend will feel a little bit hopeful for humanity that maybe we, because I mean, at the end of the day, these gatherings are to show support and to be able to, of course, you know, support both, you know, emotionally and financially. Our ultimate goal is to be able to, you know, support children from the affected regions and provide supporting NGOs that will provide scholarship to these children. So I think healing in terms of the little feelings, but healing also in terms of helping some of these children build a life are two of our ultimate goals in this concert.
This concert will be happening on Sunday, June 25th at 7 p.m. At the Muse Performance Space in Lafayette.
Correct.
Where can folks find out more information?
Absolutely. At the website of Turkish American Cultural Society of Colorado, taxco.org, TACSCO.org. You can find ticket information there as well as more information about our cause, about the, in general, all of the fundraisers and other ways to support Turkey and Syria.
Egemen Kesikli is a performer and a composer who teaches at Colorado State University and is the director of CU Boulder's Soundworks. Can you take us out with some instrumental music?
Absolutely.